Okay, it is a few minutes after 5. Sorry about that. 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. It is a little bit late, but still time for American It Radio. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales-Ryan, who is having probably some sort of heart palpitations right now, like me. We had a little trouble trying to get our music set up. I'll be honest with you, this happens to me a lot because I bring my own music to the station for each show. And when I'm trying to prep up, sometimes I find out a little too late that the fob that I've got has the titles of the songs all down perfectly, but the music itself didn't import. And then I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So we have to figure out a workaround, so to speak. And I do this more often than I would want to admit. But I think we're going to be okay. Of course, what this is all about, and all the fuss, is about us preparing to play albums. We've been doing it for about over a decade now. In fact, we played, I'd say definitely over a decade, because we want, the idea is to play 1,000 different albums. 1,000, did I say? I'm sorry, 500. No, 1,000. I was right, 1,000 albums. We have two lists of 500. We have the top 500 of the top 40, and we have the alternative top 40. Albums that never made the top 40. Each list is 500 albums long, and we're running through them in chronological order. We started in 1955 and worked our way chronologically up to the point where we are now in September of 1975. So, not only have we already done 20 years of musical history, but we are now in a year where we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of all of these albums. It's hard to believe that some of these albums are anywhere near 50 years old. It seems impossible to believe. But today's album is number 254 on our chronological list of the top 500 of the top 40. Released in September of 1975, it was a number one hit. And it's by the band Pink Floyd, and the album is Wish You Were Here. Now, this is Pink Floyd's 9th album, and it is significantly different from anything else that the band had done up until this point. Mostly because it's the first album recorded by musicians as acknowledged superstars. This is due to their outrageous success with the previous album that, of course, we covered, Dark Side of the Moon, maybe about a year and a half ago. Now, the most obvious effect of their newfound fame for the band was a strong aversion to the business aspect of music that elevated them so suddenly. This represents the beginning of what you could call the cynical songwriting themes that would become a major part of Pink Floyd's subsequent work. The unrestrained anger of Roger Waters was now front and center as he took aim at the ignorance and the shallowness of the very people who were allegedly responsible for balancing their careers. Well, thankfully, the main portion of this album actually has a tenderness that counteracts the misanthropy due to the overriding theme of at least of them honoring their ex-leader, Syd Barrett. Now, I'm a big fan of the Syd Barrett years, and we did cover their debut album when Syd was leading the band, but he didn't really last long. He was a bit of a ghostly presence on their second album and gone ever since. So here we are then, something like 7 years after Syd vanished from the band, and they decided that they would basically give him a tip of the hat with Wish You Were Here. So as a result, this album is thematically schizophrenic, really, which kind of only adds to the intrigue, to the mostly plodding musical themes, because these songs are all tend to develop very slowly and open up. It's like watching a flower, you know, beginning to open up in the morning. It just takes time. And that's what happens on this album. There's only 5 tracks. So I'm going to get started right away because some of them are rather long. And opening up is the first track dedicated to Sid. It's Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 1 through part 5, all at one shot. Here we go.
sky.
Fade between the tracks as we queue up the next song. This is where things change, because first of all, well, that was Roger Waters singing, but it's David Gilmour singing Roger Waters lyrics for this next song, Welcome to the Machine, where Roger more or less makes it seem like being in the music business is like being like online in a slaughterhouse. I should mention, of course, this 90.3 WHBC, WHBC HD, the show's American hit radio. We are playing our way through the album Wish You Were Here with a bit of a late start, so we're going to try to squeeze it all in. Here's Welcome to the Machine. Yes, and that is how side one of the album ended. We'd be flipping the vinyl. I don't think many people have to worry about doing that too much these days, as albums are available in many other formats besides vinyl, of course. But flipping it onto side two, the next track is sort of the same theme as Welcome to the Machine. It's called Have a Cigar, and it's definitely aimed at the band's management and the people who more or less are responsible for supporting them, but not really understanding at all the band's own motivation or their way of life, or even maybe who they are. Like, you know, by the way, which one's pink? So, we'll hear the same theme next week. It's going to reappear when we play the opening track of Queen's A Night at the Opera, a song called Death on Two Legs, where they eviscerate their own manager. But here's Have a Cigar.
Thank you.
Yeah, sort of that AM sound at the end there. I should mention, I mean, the previous album, Dark Side of the Moon, was produced by Alan Parsons, who did an amazing job. But he wasn't able to produce this album, Wish You Were Here, because he started his own band, the Alan Parsons Project. So he was busy. So they had to find somebody else to come in, and this album was handled by Brian Humphries, who did a great job. Although there were definitely some rough spots. There were, for example, there was one point where I believe it was Roger Waters and Nick Mason, the drummer, were working on for hours, maybe even days, like perfecting the backing tracks of Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And Humphries came in and, not being aware of what they were doing, inadvertently like destroyed it, all their work. It could have been the end because I don't think that these guys are very patient, but they did move on, and they didn't have to re-record the entire piece, which is pretty intense. But he did stay, and he did finish his work. But we're back to the Syd Barrett section now. This next song is the title song, and it's a tip of the hat, as I said to Syd. It's called Wish You Were Here.
And discipline remains, mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And this is what brings us to the final, the conclusion of the theme of the album that we played, Shine On Your Crazy Diamond, parts 1 through 5, is the same title with parts 6 through 9. But there's a story that is legendary that should be told here at this point to some extent. It was apparently on June 5th, 1975, when a overweight, bald-headed guy with shaved eyebrows walked into the studio and sat down on the couch while the band was recording. And they just presumed that this is maybe part of the EMI staff, staff member, or maybe it was like somebody's friend who had actually had access to the studio. So they more or less ignored him, but they were beginning to get maybe a bit uncomfortable about why he would be there at all. And then I believe it was David Gilmour who said, "Oh my God, that's Sid." And there was a bit of a panic that all set in between the four of them because they couldn't believe it. He was, like I said, he was bald, he was heavy, he looked horrible. He was in, like, wearing, his clothes were like a mess. He's carrying a plastic bag. But they approached him and they started to have a conversation, but they said that his responses were not really sensible, which isn't too much of a surprise, but he was also really seemed to be deeply despondent. And eventually he just got up, grabbed his bag, and walked away. And a good number of the band members just broke into tears. They realized just exactly how far he had sunk from where he was when he was the leader of the band. And here they were making an album that was a tribute to him. It was an amazingly touching and sad experience at the same time. And here's the song that finishes the album, Wish You Were Here. It's Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 6 through 9. Take care, folks. See you.